As we bring in Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, NHL national writer, I appreciate your time. I remember last series when the Hurricanes fell behind 1-0 after one period against the Islanders in Game 6. At the bottom of the screen, it flashed, team that scored first won all five games. Team that led after the first period won all five games. And it really didn't matter because none of that stuff ever matters. Because I could tell you right now that it is a bad idea to have a player score four goals in a game. They have not won either game in the playoffs when somebody has scored four.
That's true. I mean, I think that the trick is to not let the other team score more than that.
No. I think the trick is to not score four. You get punished.
It's funny. Like, I do some like betting content for ESPN. Yes. I'm on Daily Wager a lot, and one of the bets you can make is, will there be a hat trick in this series? And let me tell you something right now. I looked at those odds before the second round. They're pretty long. They're all like, you know, +300, +400. Somebody out there made some pretty good coin on the first night for some of these series.
My gosh.
With the games that Pavelski and Draisaitl had, if in fact they bet those. But, you know, you don't often see what we saw the last 2 days, and you certainly don't often see a situation where both teams lose.
No, you know, it's funny. I also, it's not just Scott Van Pelt. I've seen a lot of people remark about how incredible it is that in the same playoff year we lost a record-setting team and the defending Stanley Cup champ, and I would agree, except it happened 5 years ago, too.
Well, that's the thing about the Bruins, right? It's like people have always been asking me about, oh, how shocking is it? Where does it sit in the pantheon of shocking upsets? And on the one hand, look, it's just a complete shock. They were the best regular season mm-hmm. team we've ever had, although I do think those numbers were pumped up a little bit by having a season in which a lot of teams were intentionally trying not to be competitive because of the draft. I think
right. That's
something that not a lot of people have talked about with regard to this Bruins record. And then, but the part of it that's not shocking at all is that they won the President's Trophy. And as of right now, after this Bruins loss in the first round, since they started giving out the President's Trophy for the league's best regular season record in the mid-1980s, 8 teams have gone on to win the Cup, 7 teams have gone on to lose in the first round. So we almost have the same number of teams that have gone on to lift the Cup at the end that have been out in the first round when they win the President's Trophy, which is insane.
Greg Wyshynski, at Wyshynski on Twitter, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, ESPN national hockey columnist, writer, TV provocateur. Here's the thing about it, because somebody asked me, it might have been on the my podcast or wherever, was there anything that surprised me about it? And my only answer was the fact that the Bruins were up 3-1 in the series and made games 3 and 4 look almost pedestrian. To me, that was the shock, that you just assumed they were going to go home and wrap that up. But they were also banged up. Bergeron's hurt. Krejci was hurt. And those two guys, and they were a little older team anyway, even though they were deep and they were getting great performances from Tyler Bertuzzi and Taylor Hall and some others. That was the only element that surprised me.
Yeah, and the Bergeron one is the real key. I mean, you know, he played well defensively. I don't think that guy could play poorly defensively if he like was playing on one leg. But he had a herniated disc, yeah. And where it really hurt them was offensively. He only had 1 goal in 3 games, but he was a -6. And that is where it really hurt the Bruins, was in not having one line that they could depend on. Like, when they're cooking and that Bergeron-Marchand duo is, mm-hmm. is going great, then that's when they're at their best. They can roll those guys out there. They play great defense. They generate offensive chances. They're very reliant on those two guys being good together. They didn't have that because Bergeron was hurt. Meanwhile, the Panthers get Matthew Tkachuk and Sam Bennett together, and they become the most dominant duo in the playoffs, not named McDavid and Draisaitl. Like, those guys, when they're on the ice, change everything for their team. And I think personally that Tkachuk is probably the leader for the Conn Smythe or playoff MVP right now. So the Bruins don't have their game changers going. The Panthers all of a sudden have those two guys going, and you could really see the difference in these games when one team can't quite find the right combinations because of injury or whatever, and the other team can just roll out a line they know is going to give them everything on every shift.
Greg Wyshynski is with us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, so Florida now takes game 1 from Toronto, and I am sure that everybody was very rational on morning radio and TV in Canada after the game one loss. Am I right?
I steadfastly avoid Toronto media, so I couldn't tell you what they were saying. I mean, it's just too much, and right. I pity the rest of the country. Like, imagine how, like, you know how, like, most NFL news centers around the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
And, like, yeah. How this affects the Cowboys. Now, imagine that times, like, 1,000, and that's Canadian hockey coverage, because it literally is every single story, how does this affect the Leafs? So I try not to dabble too much in Toronto media. Look, I think they've still got a lot of sunshine and rainbows mm-hmm. up there because of getting through the first round. I mean, I think there's a lot of confidence that things are going to be different this time, and I think there's a lot of confidence that they're going to be good tonight because they, you know, they won game two yeah. against the Lightning after really getting their behinds handed to them in the first game. So if they lose tonight to the Panthers, I think there might be a lot more panic about where this series is going. But I think as of right now, they still feel like they're in a pretty good spot.
I actually think they are, and I don't know why I was getting the thought. I had these vibes in the first round. It wasn't post beating the Lightning, although it was interesting that they won all three games on the road in overtime. I found that fascinating. But I had a Washington Capitals 2018 vibe about this team that, because when the Capitals finally got over on Sidney Crosby, you could just almost feel a collective exhale. Like, all right, we finally vanquished the beast from their point of view, and now we can go on. And I got the sense that once Toronto got past the first round, because they're built differently than they used to be, that I think they'll be okay. I think they are the favorites maybe to win the Stanley Cup.
I don't know. Well, let's slow our roll a little bit there. I mean, Jesus. I think they could be okay. Panthers are a real tough out.
Uh-huh.
And the problem right now is, and it's kind of the problem that Dallas is facing with Seattle a little bit, is that the opponent that they're facing is getting better as the playoffs go on. And the Panthers are clearly getting better. Like, yeah. Not only do they have the Bennett Kachuk thing, Barkov's picking up his game, Montour is scoring goals, Bobrovsky played his best game in the playoffs in game one. So it's not as if there's anything fluky going on with the Panthers. And by the way, like, you see how many teams came out of tough first round series and had really bad games won in the second round. Like, the Panthers won the biggest game maybe in mm-hmm. franchise history since like the mid 1990s and like played just as well
yeah.
in game one against the Leafs. It was really impressive. So they're in a spot of trouble in this series. But you know, it is funny to think about how, like, getting past the first round, I agree. You know, the wind should be in their sails. It should be different. And then on top of that, the Panthers clear the road of the other boogeyman for the Leafs in the playoffs, the Boston Bruins, where they don't have to see the spoke B in the second round. So now you're thinking, okay, it's really setting up for them. And so the leafiest thing to happen would be to then lose in the second round to Florida. Because then it's like, all right, well, what do we do? Like, do we keep building? Are we a failure? Like, what's going on? It's going to be really fun to see what the shakeout is if they do end up getting out in the second round.
The leafiest thing to do. All right, final thing for Greg Wyszynski. I love that. The leafiest thing to do. We have something down here called NC State stuff, and I think that's the same thing. All right, Carolina without, you know, Teravainen, Svechnikov, Pacioretty, can't score. Except they keep scoring. I mean, in all circumstance, I'm not. I still think they have their offensive challenges. But what do you make of what we saw last night between these two teams?
Maybe they don't. Like, I don't know, man.
Right.
All I know is that the over has hit more with the Carolina Hurricanes in these playoffs than I thought. Maybe it did in the regular season. I mean, it's insane.
Yep.
How many goals have been in these games, and they keep finding ways to generate them, and their defense is leading to offense, and they're doing a really solid job. Game one against the Devils was kind of.
Save big during the Spring Savings event right now at Lowe's. For a limited time only, get $50 off select Ego self-propelled mowers and $20 off select 15 and 16-inch string trimmers. Rated the number one brand in cordless outdoor power equipment, Ego is the perfect way to get your lawn in shape for spring. Lowe's knows outdoor power equipment. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/17. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
How I anticipated it going, even though I didn't want to believe it as a Devils fan, which is that the Devils went from being the hunter to the hunted, right? They mm-hmm. went from a series in which they are trying to shut down Panarin and Zibanejad and Kane and Tarasenko and all those guys to now all of a sudden having a team that's going to do that to them. And so, you know, Nico Hischier said after they lost their first two games against the Rangers, they're a quick learner, you know, and yeah. We're going to see how quick that learning is, because now all of a sudden they're going to have to change. It's like basically a 180 for them. They're going to have to change a lot of the things that they do in order to try to win this series, where there is absolutely no room to create. There's no ice. Jack Hughes is going to have Jordan Staal on him like a jacket the entire series. Like, they're going to have to figure out some things, and they clearly weren't prepared for what Carolina was throwing at them in game one.
I think Chuck Caton told me yesterday, longtime voice of the Whalers, then the Hurricanes, that the team that gets to the forecheck, their forecheck first, will probably win. I think the Devils could do that to Carolina just as easily as Carolina did it to New Jersey. I think we're in for the long haul, and I think it'll be fun. I think this will be a skating series, and I mm-hmm. think that'll be super entertaining, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I also think it might be a home ice series, because getting their best players away from the best defensive players in Carolina could be a real key.
All right. I think you're right. Although Rod did break up the Staal, Martinook, Fast trio. They're on different lines now. So they have two defensive lines. I'm more focused on
Staal in that equation. Throwing that guy out there against any of the Devils' top lines, whoever he's playing with, it's going to... I think it's criminal he didn't get a Selke nomination, by the way. Like, I just don't get it. Like,
we're used to it here.
I know you're used to it. I really thought this would be the year. He's like, older. He's got a good rep. They're doing good things. I mean, it is mea culpa, East Coast, Northeast bias for Hischier getting in over Staal, because Staal had a better season.
Yeah, Hischier's great, though. I love that player. Real quick, ran it to Andrei Svechnikov in the press box a week or so ago, and I asked him, I said, do you like practicing against Jordan? He goes, no, and I wouldn't want to play against him either. So that Andrei is one of the great personalities in our sport. I appreciate your time, Greg. We'll talk again later.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Greg Wyshynski.
Save big during the Spring Savings event right now at Lowe's. For a limited time only, get $50 off select Ego self-propelled mowers and $20 off select 15 and 16-inch string trimmers. Rated the number one brand in cordless outdoor power equipment, Ego is the perfect way to get your lawn in shape for spring. Lowe's knows outdoor power equipment. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/17. Selection varies by location while supplies last.